Thank you, Madam President. Allow me at the outset to thank His Excellency the Ambassador Gennady Gatilov, the permanent representative of the Russian Federation, for reminding the city of this grand day for the Russian people and the peoples of the world at large. On behalf of the government of the Syrian Arab Republic, I wish to congratulate him, and through him, I wish to congratulate the people on leadership of Russia on the anniversary of this great victory. The sacrifices of the Soviet people in the Second World War, which achieved triumph, cannot be overlooked. These sacrifices will remain a beacon guiding the next generations of humanity to maintain peace, security, and coexistence between nations. Madam President, I thank you for holding this thematic discussion on item 6 of the CD agenda, titled A Comprehensive Disarmament Program of Work. And I would like to provide the following remarks as a contribution by Syria in this discussion. Madam President, undoubtedly, the most effective way to prevent terrorists from acquiring weapons of mass destruction is the total elimination of these weapons. Hence, there is an urgent need to achieve progress on disarmament and non-proliferation with a view to helping maintaining international peace and security and to further contribute the international efforts to combat terrorism. The use of WMDs by terrorist groups has become a tragic reality. My own country has suffered from this reality in its fight against terrorism on our territories. My country believes that the existent mechanisms like the 1984 resolution of the Security Council, as well as the biological and chemical conventions, are not enough to address the use of chemical or weapons of mass destruction by terrorist groups. Therefore, the serious legal gaps must be addressed. In this context, my delegation endorses the explanatory note CD 2058 submitted by the Russian Federation on its initiative aiming at drafting an international convention to combat chemical weapons use, which explains clearly the rationale of the initiative and the rationale to discuss it within the CD. My country believes that this initiative aims ultimately to complete and strengthen the international legal framework to combat terrorism so that it would include all weapons of mass destructions. Therefore, my country renews its support to start negotiating a draft convention to combat biological and chemical terrorism within the CD based on the text submitted by the Federation of Russia as stipulated in CD 2071. Madam President, with reference to the program provided by the Secretariat on behalf of the Canadian Presidency, we welcome to continue the thematic discussion on items 6 and 7 of the agenda of the CD. However, the program contained holding informal sessions on amending the procedures of the CD. Despite the importance given by my country to gender equality, we believe that the CD must give attention to the priority areas in its agenda and to avoid opening discussions on the rules of procedures, amending the rules of procedures, which might be exploited by some to divert our attention of the noble goals of the CED and to concentrate on parochial interests which cannot be agreed upon by all members. This also applies to the Australian paper referred to in the program. It is infeasible to put forward this paper for discussion in the CED while it contains members that have never been consensual between the members of the CED. Therefore, the presidency must make comprehensive consultations with all members beforehand. As regards holding a plenary on youth and disarmament, my delegation has understood from the presidency of the conference through consultation with Group 21 that this topic will be held in a side event rather than a plenary. And thank you, Madam President.